Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On Air with Russell of Hotels, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Air with Russell of Hotels, where we talk about everything hospitality, from hotels to influencers and everything in between. We will feature guest interviews with hospitality professionals who will share their experiences. Your host, Russell Edmond, has spent over 25 years in the hospitality industry, beginning his career with Marriott International in hotel operations, before moving into the sales arena and becoming a relationship building director of sales and marketing. Russell then went to the other side as a hospitality entrepreneur. He now consults in the hotel and meeting space, which includes being the CEO of Russell of Hotels Group. Did I mention he was a veggie foodie? Yes, Russell is always looking for good non-meat eats. Please welcome your host, Russell Edmond.
Little On Air Hotel, downtown. What did I say?
There.
Did I say? I'm sorry. Oh, take two.
The live show.
This is when. This is a live show, you can't make any mistakes, right? So my fault, it is the Wayfair Hotel. Wayfair. I said Mayfair. I'm sorry. I was thinking something else, okay? Because my mistake, there is a Mayfair Hotel somewhere in LA, but this is the Wayfair. And what does Wayfair mean anyway? Let's just get that out of the way.
Sure. Wayfair, the word means travel by foot.
Is that what it means?
That's what it means.
So that's just not just a made up word.
That's not me saying that. That's not Ray-Ban saying that. It means travel by foot.
Okay. Wayfair. Okay. As you can see, I do have a guest today and I've been promoting him all week and I get on the show and I make a mistake. But he's one not to let me keep going with the mistake, right? He corrects me right away. Before the music even stops, he's correcting me. But this is Stephen Medell. He's the vice president of business development for Pacifica Hotels. Okay, right? Did I get that right?
You got all that right.
Okay, so I've known Stephen Medell for a long time. In fact, you know, we're just catching up at lunch. In fact, I had a great lunch at, what's the name of the restaurant?
The Rooftop
restaurant here at the Wayfair Hotel, which is at 810 Flower.
Am I right? 813
South Flower. I knew it was 8 something. Yeah. Right, I knew it was the 800 block.
You're right there.
Okay, I'm there. So, brand new hotel opened up.
810 is your favorite spot, Subway sandwiches.
Oh, it's 810, right? Okay.
No, it's
you can tell this is going to be a show today, right? So, you guys opened when?
So we had our soft opening on Valentine's Day.
What does soft opening mean for people that don't know?
Allows us to work out the kinks. We bring in our friends and family and people in the industry. Listen, this is as much of a highly anticipated hotel for us as it is, I think, within the local community. But it allows us the chance to let our team members work out the kinks. You know, we ask people to be a little bit apologetic with us while we fine tune those details. So while we always strive for excellence, we know that we can sometimes have a misstep, and that soft opening period allows us to do that. And it was great. I came with my family, our CEO and president and other executives in the company. We all brought our families as well as some of our investors. It was a great chance not only to be here and share with this labor of love that we've been working on for the last couple years, but also, you know, for our team members to get good training.
Okay, so for people now, I'm going off script a little bit here. So just so you know, because normally I do have a format that I go off of, but because we're graced with the presence of Mr. Stephen Medell, I mean, I can't pass up the opportunity to start asking questions now, but I will probably, you know how I jump around anyway. So I'll probably jump around and get back to the format that we're all used to. But now that I have him on the spot, so let me just ask this, or can I ask this question? Okay, so you open February, you said Valentine's Day weekend, right? How long was it? What was the hotel before? What was the previous name of the hotel?
So from about the mid-1950s, the property was a variety of names owned by the same family. It was the Flower Street Hotel, then it became the Ritz, and then would become the Ritz-Milner Hotel, which is what it was when we acquired the hotel in early 2016.
Okay. So for a reference point for people that don't know, they know of downtown on Flower Street, but don't know where the Wayfair is, it's the old Ritz-Milner Hotel. So just as a reference, which is not too far from Staples Center of LA Live.
A lot of people know the Gas Company Lofts. Gas Company Lofts were one of the original kind of residential, was a residential block that a lot of people lived in downtown LA before you had all these high rises and multifamily projects that came up.
When no one wanted to live down here.
Nobody did. You were only downtown LA because you worked here. And on the weekend, people disappeared.
Exactly. So it used to be the place just to come to. Now it's the place that you go through. Now it's the place to come to. You like that?
Sometimes you didn't even want to go through it. You tried to go around it. I remember the first time my dad brought me to Staples Center.
Okay.
And I was a senior in high school, maybe a junior in high school. They had just started playing there. I said, where in the world did they move the Lakers to? And that was Inglewood before.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So now downtown is the place to be, right?
It is the place to be.
So we're live. For people just joining in now, we are live from the Wayfair Hotel, which is on Flower Street in downtown LA. Just had a great lunch at the rooftop. I mean, I'm going to post some pictures because I've been taking pictures since I've been here. I got the whole full tour, got the whole dog and pony show, if you will. So I'll be posting some pictures later on my social media platforms just so you can see some of the rooms. Tell me a little bit about the hotel. What is the concept of the hotel?
Yeah, So Wayfair, so this is our second Wayfair in the collection. Our first Wayfair is located in Santa Barbara. It's on Lower State Street in the Funk Zone of Santa Barbara, which is the kind of the new up and coming area of Santa Barbara. And what it started with was let me go back a little bit. So the brand began because we acquired a building, an existing building that was in Santa Barbara that had a deed restriction. That deed restriction required it to be and have certain types of accommodations and features that you would find in a hostel. The city said, you don't need to call yourself a hostel. You don't need to, in fact, we couldn't even call ourselves a hotel. But what we want you to do is to incorporate and interpret those Hostelling International guidelines, some of which we included were things like shared accommodation. So in Santa Barbara, we have 4 shared accommodation rooms. Here in downtown LA, we have 10 shared accommodation rooms where we have rooms where we sell, there's 4 beds and we sell those beds by the bed. So you could be staying in a shared room with 3 other guests that you don't know. It's fun. I've done it, taken for me. It's a great experience. The key and at the core of Wayfair is it's an experience. Everybody is traveling the world these days looking for an experience. Wayfair is exactly that. It's for adventure seekers. It's for people that are looking to experience something that's memorable. And as we sit here in this room, and I would love for you to do a little spin in here.
Of course.
Every inch of this room is for memories. It's for keepsakes.
Speaking of the room, which blew me away when I got here.
So the space that we're in right now is called Lily Rose. Lily Rose is our speakeasy here at Wayfair DTLA. It's an amazing venue here in downtown LA. Our design team, along with Getty Design, helped put together and curate something that we haven't found anywhere else. And that's saying a lot, I think, in this age of amazing bars and venues in downtown LA, West Hollywood, Hollywood, and even out to the outskirts of LA. LA's filled with great venues. There's no shortage of great places to get a drink. What we wanted to create was something that was different. So as people step in just off the elevator core of the hotel and you see the space, It's immediate, like, whoa, what just happened? Mm-hmm. You feel like you've gone to a different time. You've been transported. And that's what great hotels do. They transport.
Yeah, no,
people.
This was like when I walked in here, I hadn't been here. Mm-hmm. I think I've been here when it was the Milner, but maybe mm-hmm. just past the lobby.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's nothing like it was before. That's for sure. Yeah. It was kind of a flop house is the word I would use. But no, it's been transformed. I mean, it's great. The space. They have a restaurant downstairs as well, correct?
We do. So we have three food and beverage outlets. We have one on the ground floor. We have mm-hmm. a coffee shop, the Gaslighter Lounge down there, where we serve food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We have a great coffee experience that we partner together with Groundworks Coffee. We have the speakeasy down here, Lily Rose, which is open only selective nights a week. We really wanted to give it that sense of intimacy and mm-hmm. a great place to gather, but also something that's just not open 7 days a week. We want this to be something special. Exactly. And then we have the rooftop as well.
Yeah, you have to see this rooftop. And like I said, I have taken pictures. I will show that on my social media posting. But if you have time, you need to come down here and check it out, because I can only give it a little justice by talking about it. Even Steven, I mean, although he lives and breathes the Wayfair brand, it doesn't give it justice to come here and see.
The location is stunning. You know, yes. We've got 360 reviews from our kind of perch rooftop here and where we're located in downtown LA. You know, 8th and Flower, we're, you know, surrounded by amazing, iconic buildings in mm-hmm. downtown LA.
How many rooms do you have here?
156.
156 rooms. Okay, very good. Okay, so, you know, I normally go through industry news and all that kind of stuff, but we're kind of involved in this Stephen Medell thing. I mean, he's just taking over the show, basically. So
I'm a thing now.
Yeah. You're a thing now.
Not just a person. Now a thing. I just got to get that place. If I could be a person, place, or a thing, I'd round out the noun
exactly.
category.
Exactly. As you can tell, we haven't seen each other in a while, but we do enjoy each other when we're all around. I mean, we talk about a lot of stuff. Like I said, we just had lunch. In fact, what did I have for lunch?
You had the seaweed salad.
Okay.
Which you finished quickly.
Yeah, did I eat fast?
It's good.
It is very good. I was trying to get down here to do the show.
I know you did. And then you had the squash tacos, which this was my first time having the squash. Those are great.
Were they good?
They're really good.
Was there any cheese in it?
There was no cheese.
No cheese, no
Russell
egg.
And I share something else in common. Neither of us eat cheese. It's hard to get two guys together in this industry who don't eat cheese. I don't know how that's possible.
And they're very good. And guess what? Today's Taco Tuesday. You know, you guys know how big I am on Taco Tuesdays, right? So it was right up my alley. The tacos were excellent. I mean, check it out. If you ever downtown, you need a place to come just to hang out or eat or even to stay. I mean, the Wayfair is the place you should check out. How do you get a hold of Russell Hotel? Let me just throw that in, because this is my show and I got to say something right about me and the brand. But how do you get a hold of me if you want, you know, questions, consulting, sponsorship for the show? I mean, anything like that. Russell at RussellHotels.com is my email address. I'm on Twitter at Russell of Hotels. I'm on IG at Russell of Hotels. LinkedIn, Russell L. Edmond. That is my real name. That is my government name, just in case you did not know that. Facebook, I have two Facebook pages, Russell L. Edmond and then Russell of Hotels. The second one. And of course, I have a website, which is RussellOfHotels.com. I do thank everyone for joining on Facebook Live. I see Keith Scott.
You remember Keith Scott.
What a blast from the past,
that is
right?
A blast from the past. Keith still keeps in touch. So I don't know if he's here to see you or if he's here to see me.
I put the stuff out, you know, a couple of days ago. Did you know that I put things out?
I do know that.
I'm putting you on the spot. Now make sure you're telling me the truth now.
Did I see whatever you said about me?
I'm asking, did you see the promotion that I did about the Wayfair?
I didn't, but I always see your other promotions. And I don't know why I didn't see this one.
Okay, I did. Like, I started promoting you from, I want to say Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and it's a different posting all three times.
Admittedly, I'm the worst person on Facebook.
I'm not just on Facebook.
Unless
on
my
Twitter,
kids hit home
IG.
Runs or something like that. Okay, and all of a sudden,
okay.
I'm
See, so that may, be, okay. that may be the reason why Keith is joining in. Regardless, thank you for now
thank
we have
you,
two
Keith.
People listening and watching. So thank you, Keith, because if you weren't on, there'd only be one person. So I do appreciate you. That was funny. But those are ways to get a hold of me now. And I was trying to tell Steven that he thought this was a podcast. Okay, this is a live show. Okay, as we found out early when I missed called the name. I mispronounced the name of the hotel, but that's my mistake. Okay. I mean, my mistake, right? So there's no take two, right? This is a live show that becomes a podcast. So if you do listen to podcasts, a lot of people are big on podcast platforms. I'm on, we're on Spotify, we're on Google Play, we're on iTunes. So if you want to listen to this show again in its entirety, please just go to your favorite podcast platform and just type in On Air with Russell of Hotels and you'll find me. Okay. So, and that's for you too, Stephen, because I know
you
didn't even know that.
Appreciate
it. And I mentioned sponsorship opportunities, but we won't go into that right now because, like I said, I want to spend some time with this guy. What is the Russell of Hotels Group? You know what that is already? We'll talk about that next time. Who's on blast? I always want to talk about who's on blast because...
Oh, gosh. Have I ever been on this?
No, you haven't been on it.
Okay, that's
a good thing. But being on blast...
Like I want to stay off.
What do you think being on blast is?
Not a good thing.
What, say that's the thing. Maybe that's why people don't want to be on this show. It's not it's not about... it's not a bad thing. These are people that I like in the industry, that I respect, that I want on the show to tell their story, to come on and tell a story. So
got
I'm just,
it.
It's just... That just I just came up with that being on blast. I mean, I know being on blast is like, oh, he's gonna be talking crap about me. No. not at all. See what I mean?
No.
These are just people that I respect in the industry that I want on the show. So the first one, and this guy's been on here for a while. I don't know if you know Brian Churchill with LA Live. I mean LA Tourism.
Have him here.
He's been on blast for like almost a year.
Okay.
Okay, and he's ignoring me. Okay,
got
so
it.
Maybe with your context, maybe you can help me. You're a VP. He's a VP. Maybe you can do that.
This little corner right here is very suitable for Brian Churchill.
Okay, Brian Churchill, you're on blast. Carol Motley, who is Director of Convention Sales with Destination DC, a.k.a. CMOT, you're on blast. Luis Torres with Universal Studios, you know that guy?
I do not know him.
Okay, you don't know him? Well, he's on blast anyway, so regardless if you know him or
dates
not,
back to your
blast.
Universal days.
Right,
yeah.
Remember that? Remember those days? Stephanie Corsino, who with Hong Kong Tourism, she's on blast. And I just added a couple new people. Okay, I kind of went off and just added some people. But I know these people; they're good people, and I want them on the show. Okay, Junior Tava, and I hope I'm saying your name right, last name right, Junior. I mean, Junior. And I
I'm gonna say, is that spelling correct?
Tauva?
Tauva'a is probably what
Tauva'a.
Tauva'a.
Okay, Junior. You know who you are, Junior. Junior's with, he's a chief sales officer at Visit Anaheim. We know each other for a long time. Dude, you're on blast, okay? I want you on the show. Mayor Les Kroc, you've been on the show. You're with Visit Anaheim. Let Junior know that he's on blast. He needs to contact me so he can be on the show. And Ashley Tate, brand marketing manager at Visit Hollywood. Visit West Hollywood, excuse me. WeHo, okay, so you need to be on the show, all right? So Ashley Tate, Junior Tavaha, Stephanie Corsino, Luis Torres, this guy's laughing at me, Carol Motley, and Brian Churchill. You're all on blast, okay? Special thank you to last week's guest, that's Miss Michelle Carlin. She's founder, president of Alignment Advising, Management Consulting, and Professional Development Coaching. She was on the show last week. Great guest. Had a lot of good information regarding what she's doing now, regarding her company. She's a creative, meaning she went out on her own to make some stuff happen. She's an entrepreneur. A great one, I may add. We're going to do some things together. We're actually going to come up with a concept to do a panel show, meaning we're going to have like maybe four people on a panel. We're going to talk about different things in the industry, you know, maybe sales-related things, maybe CVB related things. I mean, just some stuff, maybe development things. I don't know. But we're going to be talking about some things and we're going to have like maybe four people it's going to be three, include three other people, right? I have to be on the show because it's my show, right? So, but yeah, we're going to have maybe three other experts on these different topics and we're going to talk about certain things. So, and remember, it's all about hospitality. It's about collaboration and connecting people. That's what we try to do. I mean, that's been my mantra for the whole year, is to make sure that I'm collaborating with a lot different people, as well as connecting people together that may need some services and things like that. So that's what On Air with Russell Hotels is about. Did you know that, Stephen?
I like it. I like it a lot. But hold on. But isn't that what the industry is?
What?
Hospitality.
That's what it's all about, right?
It's about relationships.
It's about relationships.
And it's about connecting.
But see, the thing of it is, there's a lot of people from the outside that don't know really know what we're about, right?
That's okay.
And that's okay. And that's what my job is, to bring that to the forefront.
Like,
okay, we want it on everybody's mind. Like, what is hospitality?
Yeah.
What does this stand for? What does this mean? So my job is to take these big pieces that we keep talking about and put them into bite-sized things so people can understand what we're talking about. So today's guest, as if you don't know, is Mr. Stephen Medell. He's the Vice President of Business Development for Pacifica Hotels, which includes this hotel. It's called the Wayfarer LA Downtown, or Downtown LA. Okay, so that's where we are now. So Stephen, how did you get into this industry?
Gosh, if I go all the way back, first time I've been, you know, in just service and hospitality, I suppose. 15 years old, Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
That was probably my first real job.
Was it the building that had the actual bell?
Like, run for the border. Like, Taco Bell, that one. 15 years old, my first job. That was my, you know, welcome to food and beverage.
Okay.
It didn't last very long. I was in high school and I was in between sports and looking for something to do.
Okay.
But that was I can officially say that was my first gig in food and beverage. That would later, and then when I'm 19 or 20, it was that summer in between, so I probably turned 20 that summer, started in Five Diamond. I started working with my first hotel.
Okay.
It was a Five Diamond hotel in Santa Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
And even at that point, I was in college at the time, so I would work there on my summers, which was, you know, 3 months, and then on my Christmas vacations, which was 6 weeks.
Okay.
And so I would spend time there at the hotel, getting to learn, you know, almost every single position in that property, and eventually made my way kind of into a more of an MOD, manager on duty role, and really liked it. But even at that time, didn't think that this was what I was doing. It wasn't what I was going to school for.
What did you go to school for?
I went to school for, I initially went to school thinking I wanted to get into kinesiotherapy.
Okay.
That didn't last long at all.
Okay.
Like, I got my classes and looked at my mom and said, this is like pre-med, mom. She's like, what did you think it was, son? And I'm like, I don't know. I thought it was like stretching. I don't know. So that didn't last very long at all.
Okay. Where'd you go to school?
Chico. I went to Cal State Chico.
Chico. That's a hospitality. They have a hospitality.
They do
program
now. They didn't then.
Really?
Which is great.
Okay.
Yeah,
you're not that old, Steve.
And all that they had then was like an event planning.
Okay.
Which wasn't at all what they have today.
Okay. Gotcha.
So in any event, made the change and got into a business administration major there, and really kind of thrived at that, and then took and parlayed that into hospitality. So right out of college, I started working for Broughton Hotels, Broughton Hospitality at the time. It's now Broughton Hotels, which is where you and I crossed paths.
That's right.
10 plus years ago, probably. Gosh,
it's been that long since you've been gone?
No, but I'm trying to think when you and I would have been working with each other.
I started in
it was then, at whatever that date was. That's what
10,
it was.
2010.
So 10 years ago.
Yeah. 2010. No, 2010. Yeah, this is 2020. It's been 10 years.
It's been 10 years.
Can you believe it? Where did the time go?
So, and that's where Russ and I cross paths and where we get to know each other. And I guess I've been in hospitality now. This is my 20th year in the hospitality industry. I'm not counting Taco Bell. You count Taco Bell, it's been 25 years.
Well, you know what? Let's count Taco Bell, because that's
25 years. I've been here for a quarter of a century.
Wow. You cut your teeth at Taco Bell.
Sure did.
So you went Five Diamond, you worked at Five Diamond Hotel. Mm-hmm. Did you ever, because you're VP of business development now, mm-hmm. okay? So did you ever think that when you were at this Five Diamond Hotel, mm-hmm. going through Chico, University of California Chico, that you were not end up being, but did you know that that was going to be the path that you're
on? No, I mean, if you were to ask me when I was 20-year-old, Stephen, did you think that you'd be making a career in the hospitality? No, not at all. But I think what I learned was that my skill set, what I was going to school for, thinking that I wanted to do, I was not surrounded by my peers. Where I found my peers and where I found my calling and where I really felt like, this is something that I want to do. This is something I could be very good at.
Mm-hmm.
Probably started when I was 22.
Okay.
21 or 22, and really enjoying being around guests, enjoying being in that hotel space and helping, you know, we had guests that were coming to stay with us. It was a lot of money. First of all, one night in this hotel, you know, was anywhere from $400 to almost $600 a night at that time. Today, fast forward today, their rates are probably over, it's probably over $1,000 with inflation, you know. But at that time, people had saved up. Some people were there because they could afford it, and this is what they did once a month or could do it once a weekend. Other people were coming. The most memorable people that I had were the ones where I knew this was a stretch and this was a big deal. And I can remember them to this day. We couldn't accept tips at this hotel.
Really?
Couldn't accept tips. And they knew it. They knew it from the moment they walked in, and they would try to tip. We're sorry, we're gratuity free. I appreciate the offer, but we do this because we're offering a great experience for our guests. And I said, wow. This one guest, they were both teachers. They followed me out to my car my last day. I hung up my clothes, my tartan plaid. I hung it up, and they followed me out to my car, and he put a $100 bill in my hand. He goes, you don't work here anymore.
Wow.
And I was like, wow. But like when I thought about what that meant to them, that trip, they were there for like a week.
Wow.
That was an expensive deal for them as teachers who give of themselves. We both have kids. Like, the best teachers are some of the most amazing people on, on the planet.
Yes.
I knew that that $100, you know, but I was very appreciative.
Yeah.
And I think at that moment I realized, wow, like this industry is impactful. Like this is something. So, you know, I graduate and I go to work in the industry on more of the corporate side, but get to spend a lot of time in hotels. But even at that time, I don't know. Fast forward.
Yeah.
Right. Fast forward 15, 16 years or whatever it's been. I probably don't even know then that this is really for me. I think that comes with time, that comes with maturity, and it comes with experience in any industry, in any industry. But I've loved it. I've loved every moment of it.
Wow. You know, when I first met Stephen, I don't remember exactly the exact day and things like that, but I just remember someone that had a true passion to do whatever you were doing.
Okay.
I mean, and that was, and you were in business development, and there's always this thing with people that come from the corporate office. They, their stuff doesn't sting. Let's just put it like that. They, at least they portray that
show?
As, that's why I said stuff. Okay, that's why I said, my mom listened to the show, so I get, you gotta, I can't say too
all the way from Blythe.
That's right, you remember
hey,
that,
Mama,
right?
I remember that.
You hear that?
I remember you showing me a hotel in Blythe that was for sale.
Are you trying to be funny, Steve?
Nope.
You know what, they have a Hampton Inn there now, and they're building a Holiday Inn Select.
Probably doing really well.
I don't know, but I mean, it's right up the freeway. Yeah, and they're building a new Holiday Inn Select. Yeah. Holiday Inn Select? Yeah, Holiday Inn Select. Am I saying that right?
I don't know.
Whatever. Yeah, Holiday Inn Select. This guy, he's something else. But okay, so let's don't fast forward, but okay, so how do you get in? This is the question.
Yeah.
This is the question. Okay, so you went through, okay, so you went straight from the Five Diamond, graduating from college, and then to corporate.
I did.
Okay.
I did, but even that, although I was working for in the corporate office, I was based in one of the hotels.
Okay.
So there was kind of a hotel that had gone without a manager, a general manager for probably 4 years before I had gotten there.
Okay.
Really didn't have a management company to speak of that had been running it. It was really kind of an absentee owner situation, owner operated, and that's probably putting it nicely. We stepped in, and at 22 years old, 23 years old, I think I was, really was able to get in there and just get my hands in every corner of that hotel. First job, I think my title was like project coordinator. I was thinking about that this morning. I was like, what was the title progression? The title wasn't important to me.
No,
that wasn't what was important. What was important was that experience.
Yes.
It was being able to be in the trenches with people who'd been in the industry for a long time, and some people who were just kind of dabbling, trying to figure out what they wanted to do. But spending time in food and beverage, and spending time with housekeepers, and spending time at the front office, and certainly on the leadership side, and dealing with the controller and sales folks that had been there. And really just trying to figure out what makes this hotel tick. It was a big hotel. It was a full service hotel, over 200 rooms in Orange County. And it was just a great, you know, what you would call kind of baptism by fire, you know, being thrown in and figuring something out. And it did well.
It happens sometimes, right?
Mm-hmm.
What I was saying a while ago, when the corporate people come in, and I kind of lost my thought for a minute, they come in and I said, sometimes they act like their stuff doesn't stink, meaning they know everything. But from Stephen, I got a whole totally different vibe, because he wanted to know everything. I mean, he wanted to know how this was working, how that was working. It wasn't just like, I'm just focusing on one thing and that's it. No, he wanted to know how everything was connecting, how everything was working. And that's a lot of corporate people. They only come in and they deal with whatever they're dealing with. Right. But you wanted to look at the entire piece of the pie. You didn't just say, I just want this slice and this is my slice and I'm just take it and that's it. No, you wanted to know everything that was going on at this particular hotel. Although I was the director of sales and marketing at that time, he wanted to know how everything worked and how it was working and how we can make it better. And I appreciate that.
You know, and where that comes from, I appreciate that. I think where that comes from is my start was on the operations side. My start was checking in and checking out guests. Mm-hmm. It was clean. It was doing rounding with the housekeeping staff and seeing what it takes to clean guest rooms. Mm-hmm. If those of you who are in the industry have never cleaned a guest room, you're missing out. You're not missing out because it's this glory. It isn't a glorious job, but you need to think about your staff, many of whom have been in your hotel for, in some cases, decades.
Yes.
I mean, some of you, we call that the heart of the house. I mean, I love that. I remember hearing that from Larry Broughton years ago, the heart of the house, but it's so true. And that was the first time I'd ever heard it, but lots of companies are now referring to it as that heart of the house. Mm-hmm. That's often where you find the longest tenure.
Oh, yeah.
Is the people that don't get any glory.
Exactly.
But in any event, if you've never done that before, you don't know what it takes. You don't know what they go through on a daily basis. But my point was this, having come from the operations side, dealing with that on a day-to-day basis, I think gives me a different perspective than somebody who maybe graduates from a hospitality school. All they want to do is do what I'm doing now. They're like, how do I get to the deal side?
Exactly.
How do I buy hotels? How do I turn hotels? How do I get involved with refinances, with doing underwriting and doing all that? I said, well, that can happen. It doesn't generally happen right out of school. Mm-hmm. And I tell this all the time to people. And it's part of why I think you have fewer and fewer kids coming out of young men and women coming out of college and going into hotels because they don't see that as that it's not a glorious job, but it's how you get to know the industry.
Exactly.
And so as we're doing underwriting and we're looking at a hotel, this one, as we were looking at this and looking at the numbers saying, I can look at a P&L and say, I can see where the shortfalls are and I can see where the issues are and I can see where there's a lot of efficiencies and how we would do it differently. And to me, that gives me, it's the reason why I ask a lot of, even at 30 years old back then, why I was asking a lot of questions, because it helps me understand what makes this place tick.
Exactly. No, that was good. I mean, it was just a breath of fresh air. I mean, someone has been in the industry, you know, me forever, and then have this young guy come in here and he's asking these questions and, you know, like, is he asking the question because he really cares or he's just, I don't know, trying to do his job. I don't know. Or just being a jerk. I don't know. I didn't know. Right. But, you know, of course, you know, you give all the information that you can and then you see where the information goes. And that, like I said, with you, it was totally different. I mean, I worked with, you know, I started with Marriott and I worked with Starwood and you get some people in those places that, you know, there. And I'm not trying to talk. I mean, like I said, I cut my teeth with Marriott, so I understand the whole process. But you get people in there that are, you know, they come in there and they act like they're God's gift to hotel people. But you did not come in like that. And I appreciate it. And that's probably the reason why we keep in touch, although we hadn't probably seen each other in maybe a year or so. But we just pick up from where we left off, right?
That's right.
We asked about my family. He knows my family has grown by two people now. So we talked about that over lunch. I mean, so, you know, talk about his two kids and things like that and his wife, Carly, and all this stuff. So, I mean, it's just refreshing. I mean, it's just refreshing what you're doing.
This is the stuff that people in the industry, when you're really in the industry, this is the stuff that should matter.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. And we were on the, and he probably didn't know he did this or it resonated with me, where we're on the tour. He gave me a tour of the hotel. We're looking at a room. And he said he stayed the night at a room that, what is it, a shared room, right?
Shared
in Santa Barbara, right? Because he wanted to get the experience, because he's trying to grow the brand. He wants to see what people talk about, how they talk about the brand, how they explain things, how they explain their experience. I mean, if that's not somebody that's all in, I don't know who is. Because not many people do that, right? Who would do that? Who does that, right?
To me, it just seemed like that's what I'm supposed to do.
Well, but really, yeah, but it,
how can I talk it? How do you
Unless you've lived it,
unless
right?
Unless you've done it. And for me, so, and I stayed a lot. I would have a lot of conversations with guests. And now they're going to see my face. And I'm going to have to shave now and make sure I go back.
Yeah, and then I didn't even notice who the heck he was. I mean, now he looks like an old dude. Before, he was like a little kid. Now he's like 40 years old. So
how does that make you feel?
Anyway, we don't. We're not talking about me here, Stephen. Thank you.
Sorry.
But no. I appreciate. I just appreciate you as you know, like I said, just the way you came up in the industry, and obviously whoever the people that taught you or the people you learned from, you learned the right way. Because I wish a lot of people came up that way. I mean, I came up through operations as well. Mm-hmm. I knew that I needed to get the operation experience so I know how to sell things, right?
Bingo.
And then end up being a GM, which that was not my goal, Jim Schichter, but thank you very much for pushing me that way. You remember Jim?
Who's back in the business, I hear.
He's back. Jim's a great guy. He listens to the show. He's a fan of the
Jim.
Show, too. Okay, so business development.
What is my job?
What is your job? What do
my
you do?
Job, listen, my job, your job, I think anybody, I tell people in our company, listen, everybody's job when you work in a hotel or you work for a hotel, we're all in sales.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, we want to increase the visibility of our properties. My number one job is to increase the visibility of Pacifica Hotels.
Okay.
I do that through things like this. I do that through the people that I talk to, maintaining those relationships, because I know at some point there's going to be a great opportunity that comes up through a referral. Somebody thought of us. Somebody said, oh my God, that would be a great project for Pacifica. I'm going to call Steven. And the three people that are here today are here for that exact same reason. Russell and I had a walkthrough with a tour with a gentleman this morning who I met through a friend of a friend who said, I think we have a project that would make a perfect Wayfair. And it was spot on. It would have been the greatest. At the end of the day, deals need to work.
Mm-hmm.
The economics of the deal weren't there. That's a project though that I think will come back around again. I really, really do. But that's really it. But listen, what am I tasked with doing? I'm tasked with growing the company through third party management agreements, as well acquiring Wayfair Hotels and Kinney Hotels for the portfolio. We have two Wayfairs now in the collection. We have two Kinneys in the collection. And the total hotel count that we're up to right now is 42 hotels. When I started with the company, we were right around 26, 27.
Wow.
We've sold a couple, but we've gained a whole lot more. It's been very, very exciting and a great company to work for.
Wow.
Yeah, I just celebrated my fifth year in January.
Time flies.
It flies by when you're having fun.
Wow. So So what do you like most about your job, about what you do?
Just getting to meet. First of all, we're working on projects that are fun, and you're working on projects with people that I genuinely like working with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even when there's disagreements, even when there's the way that we handle it is through thoughtful conversation.
Mm-hmm.
There's never a iron fist that comes down. No, we're going to do it like this, and you go, gosh, in the back of your mind, like, I know we should have done this different. I wish they had listened. Never once,
mm-hmm.
not once happened. You know. We at Pacifica, we approach real estate like an investment group. We approach all real estate from what's the best and highest use of this piece of land or this building, because we don't just do hotels.
Okay.
There's a parent company, Invest West, where we own lots of things.
Okay.
We own multifamily, we own operating companies. So the way that we get to look at things when we're using our own money is very much what's the highest and best use of this real estate. And if at one point we thought, let's just say something had happened in the economy along the lines after we purchased this, and we felt like, you know what, maybe hotel wouldn't have been right. We knew in our gut hotel is the only way to go here.
Mm-hmm.
We would have maybe explored something else. We have the ability to do that, and that's great because we can be nimble, we can be flexible, and it's what I think being a fiduciary of of, you know, having investors' money and putting in their money to good use. It's the right thing to do.
Very good. What? So you're trying to grow the Wayfair brand.
Yes.
Do you see? I mean, you have one in Santa Barbara. You have this one.
Yep.
Are there any other ones?
Locations that we'd love to be in.
Go ahead.
We quickly. So this we purchased this hotel off a group who once upon a time had hotels all over the country, and we wanted to gobble them all up. They were divesting. They were selling off all their real estate by mandate of the trust. And so we said, we'd love to pick up all your hotels. They had a hotel in Boston. We quickly put under contract as soon as we closed escrow on this. It unfortunately had a lot of, it had some accessibility issues that were going to be very difficult to overcome with turning it into a Wayfair. We opted to get out of contract on that hotel, but we maintained those relationships with those people, and they were very excited to see us finish this. We've looked in San Diego. We think San Diego is a great market. We think Laguna Beach is a great market. Santa Cruz, San Francisco is a no-brainer. But it's not just about being in those markets. There's parts of Boston I wouldn't want it to be in. There's a lot of opportunities that we've looked at on the East Coast. But it's not enough just to say that you have a hotel in Los Angeles or you have a hotel in Santa Barbara or San Diego. To us, it's about that walkability. It's about the location being epic, right? So where we're located here, 8th and Flower, we're four blocks to everything.
Exactly.
We're four blocks to the historic core. If you want to be there, it's not for everybody, but it's up and coming. Oh my gosh, it's crazy. We're four blocks to Bunker Hill and the whole financial district. We're four blocks to LA Live and Staples Center, the convention center. We're in the epicenter. In Santa Barbara, we're three blocks to the water on State Street. We want the walkability score to be an 11 out of 10. Because back to what I said with Wayfair being travel by foot, if that guest shows up without a car and they get dropped off by whatever means of transportation, we want them to be able to experience the city. And we provide those coordinates for them. So to be able to be in those great locations, that to us is paramount to the brand. And then when we can insert and create all of the things that are important to the hotel and put them in the right box, we think it's a win-win. So to be in that next city in San Francisco would look something like a Union Square or Fisherman's Wharf. We could probably do both.
Wow.
To be in San Diego would probably mean Gaslamp or there along the waterfront. Again, we could probably do both. Laguna Beach, you know, we've got a couple that we have our eyes on that would just be a fantastic, being an Orange County group, that we'd love to put them in. But Seattle, Portland, Austin, when the time is right to get back into Austin, it's a little crazy there right now. Nashville, we've looked at all these markets. We know where we want to be, and we'll strike at the right time.
What's the furthest east now you have with the Pacific Hotels?
The furthest east that we have right now is what we actually sold. We had a hotel in Florida that we sold, and some others right now that I probably can't talk about. We're looking right now again back on the East Coast, which is very exciting as well. We have a platform that we work with called Anfield Advisors, two really sharp guys, both from the hotel, also from the hotel industry side, both with operations experience and finance experience. We're working with them to grow our platform in the SelectServe branded space.
Okay.
And so the projects that we're looking at right now with them are exactly in that space outside of California.
So name, just to give a little shout out to Pacific Hotels, can you name some of the Pacific Hotels, say, in
LA area? Here in California. So we have 15 hotels in Los Angeles County. Okay. So, you know, I think those that we get recognized for the most, we have our Marina Del Rey Hotel, which we opened in January of 2015 with Salt Restaurant in there. Hotel continues, you know, year after year after year, continues to be, you know, number one, number two hotel right there in Marina Del Rey. Does phenomenally well. We have Jamaica Bay Inn also right there on Mother's Beach in Marina Del Rey. We have a great little contingency of hotels in Marina Del Rey, Venice Beach, Santa Monica, Hermosa Beach, Manhattan Beach, Redondo Beach. We got that whole South Bay thing on, you know, pretty locked down. Our Wayfair, of course, here downtown LA. We have the Georgian Hotel in Santa Monica. We're going to be opening a hotel in Venice Beach called the V Hotel right there on the boardwalk. That will be opening probably this summer, or maybe third quarter of this year. We're opening up a Le Méridien Hotel. It'll be the first new build Le Méridien, I think, in California in like 10 years. Excuse me. And that's going just south of Pasadena, across the street from the Santa Anita Racetrack.
In Arcadia.
There'll be 233 rooms in Arcadia.
Wow.
It's going to be amazing. That. It's going to be absolutely amazing. It's under construction. It's under construction right now and going very, very fast. And so that's great. So that hotel will be open by this time next year.
Okay. Wow. So a lot of development. And you're responsible for all that?
No.
Yeah, come on now, toot your own horn. You got the you had the platform.
Am I responsible?
I gave you the platform.
Listen, it's a team. Everything is a team. Everything creates is everything requires teamwork. And am I involved in all of it? I am involved in all of it.
Okay.
Am I responsible for it all?
Okay.
No,
okay.
I can't take credit.
Just okay. Say I'm involved. Okay, you're involved in all that stuff. So that's
great. We approach everything at Pacifica as a team. It took a team to get you and I here together today.
Right. Yeah. And I do appreciate that. And I got a calendar response from someone here at the hotel. I'm not even sure who that
was. That's great.
But that was great. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I appreciate you taking the time to come on the show. Show me your beautiful hotel. I mean, I definitely enjoyed it. Lunch was great. Do I owe you anything for that?
No. Shout out. Tell people go to the rooftop.
Go to the rooftop at the Wayfair Hotel.
I mean, come to Lily Rose. Come to this space. This Thursday night will be the beginning of the Lily Rose kickoff. We've got an amazing DJ, DJ Zanis. We've got a great friend to the Pacifica, to our team, Christina, who will be down here singing along with DJ. They call themselves Bella Mafia. It's going to be great. Yeah, they're a great little entertainment duo and some fun music with some great live singing. But this Thursday, we'll be starting that off here in Lily Rose.
Is there a cover to get in or do you just come in?
That's a great question. I don't think there's a cover.
Okay. All right. Okay. Just the name is Stephen Medell. If you can't get in, just say, Stephen sent me. That was a good one. So, okay, well, we're winding down here, the show On Air with Russell Hotels. We're Hospitality Unplugged, just in case you did. Did you know that? Hashtag Hospitality Unplugged.
I like that.
We talk about whatever we want to talk about.
I like it.
Right? We can go off topic fair game. If we need to. Exactly. But we keep everything in perspective. We're not bad-mouthing people. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about brands, dogging brands. It's about hospitality. It's about education.
That's
it's
cool.
About connecting.
You
it's
need
about
to show. I want you to show pictures as well. You haven't been in the space yet, but you need to show our communal kitchen. Because it's one of the...
Well, was that part of the tour, Stephen?
You came into the tour... No, I'm sorry. But our communal kitchen is something special. So you talk about an unplugged version of hospitality.
Okay.
How about where guests get to host other guests? And that's what the communal kitchen that we have downstairs where guests get to prepare and cook their own food.
Mm-hmm.
Think about like Chopped.
Okay.
So what we curate are these baskets of food. Think Blue Apron.
Okay. Yeah.
And a guest can buy that at a nominal charge. We're not gouging in terms of price, but now guests can prepare their own food. And I can say, hey, Ruth, you want to try some of this?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, yeah, let me try some of that.
Really?
Now we have guests hosting other guests. Talk about an unplugged environment.
Wow, I like
I don't know another hotel other than our Wayfair Santa Barbara where that's happening.
I've never even heard of that.
I'll show you.
Okay. So we'll check that out and I'll make sure I take pictures and put that on my platforms as well. But I want to thank you again, Mr. Stephen Medell, Vice President of Business Development for Pacifica Hotels. We were live here at the Wayfair. And Wayfair means?
Travel by foot.
Travel by foot. I mean, you have to travel by foot downtown, right? You might as well just Uber or Lyft or however your mode of transportation is to get here and then just walk around because it's a great place to be, great place to hang out, great people, great food. What else do you need, right?
Find your adventure. It's right here.
Find your adventure. And, you know, I have to say this before I log off. I mean, I interview a lot of people. I talk to a lot of people, okay, all the time, right? I'm in hotels all the time. I talk to directors, sales, GMs, whatever, you from A to B, right? No one ever has explained everything that you explained.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to the detail, to what you're trying to do, the brand. The company, and everything from a sales perspective. Like you said, you're here to sell. I mean, everybody's job should be to sell at the company or at the hotel or wherever you're working. That should be the job.
Yeah.
But you've embodied that. So, like I said, I talk to people all the time. No one has explained things like you have. Not directors of sales that have been directors of sales for 30 years have not explained that. And I'm just saying, I'm not just because I like you, we're friends, whatever. I'm saying it because it's true.
When my wife hears that, she's going to go, oh, Russell, you know how big you just
I'm saying it because it's true. And I'm one
Thank
of those
you.
People.
Now, listen, I appreciate that. That means a lot.
I'm just, that's you. So, I mean, not that I guess I'm really surprised because that's how you've always been.
Yeah.
But you know, like I said, it's been a couple of years since we've sat down mm-hmm. and talked and things like that. And just to see the true passion that you have for the company, for the brand, the Wayfair brand, for this particular project, and I'm sure for the project you have coming up, right? I mean, it's the same passion. And I'm just going to say that Pacific Hotels is lucky to have you.
Because, appreciate that.
I mean, you talk about you said brand ambassador for yeah. Wayfair. I mean, you're brand ambassador, not just for Wayfair, but the entire portfolio.
Yeah.
So I do appreciate that. And with that, I have to say goodbye, but thank you so much for joining us on Air with Russell Hotels, hashtag Hospitality Unplugged. Remember, we're a live show. We're not a podcast. This guy thought this was a podcast. Like, he can just show up anytime. I was like, dude, I got a time slot. You got to be here at a certain time, right? So, but anyway, he's like, oh, just
I
leisurely
for 10 minutes. Like, and then yeah, I get this.
Can I leave?
For the whole time.
He's like, am I going to I can leave in like 10 minutes? I said, no, you can't leave. It's a live show, dude. You got to be here for the duration.
Would have worn a jacket or something.
Yeah, he thinks, see, these people that get on the show, they think it's a fly-by-night operation. They don't know that it's a real show. Okay, I actually have a real studio that we do this in. But anyway, he doesn't know that. But I'm glad to be live, I mean, on property. I wish I can do more of these. Well, I can do more. It's up to you guys if that's what you want to see. So, but I thank everyone for listening, everybody for watching. I see people chiming in. Ron Chavez, Mr. Chavez, I do appreciate you. Val Walker, thank you so much. Sonia was on here.
Keith Scott
was on here. I mean, what a blast from the past. He was a great dude back in the Broughton days. I missed talking to him. I mean, he kind of educated me on some stuff when I was first time GM. Keith kind of took me under his wing and said, hey, these are things you need to look at. So I do appreciate that, Keith. See, you didn't think I remember that stuff, huh? But yeah, no, I do appreciate that. But anyway, thank you guys so much for joining us. You guys take care, and we'll see you next Tuesday at 1:00. Peace.
Thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Please tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. as we talk to other hospitality professionals. Your feedback is important. Email Russell at russell@russellofhotels.com with any questions or suggestions. Until next time, try not to be a person of success, rather become a person of value.